Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
That is what's up. Hey, what's up?
What up?
What up, fans?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Buzz 24/7. Scotty's very excited. Mark Morton.
Have you ever talked to him before?
I have not.
When did these guys hit it big?
I want to say 20, 25 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, they've been around for a while.
And dude, he's a founding member.
Yes, he is.
Lamb of God. Mark is the lead guitarist for Lamb of God.
And where are they from? Are they, because you like New Orleans? You like...
No, they're a southern band, that's for sure. I'm trying to see. Yeah.
Now, here's the weird thing. We're going to interview this guy, and I can't play any more than that on the internet. Yeah, So, I would love to be playing you Lamb of God music, but I'm not allowed to. Just gave you a taste.
Now you've got something to die for.
Yeah.
That's one of the opening lines in that song.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Scotty, I've heard you talk about this band for several years, but I didn't know they went back. That's 25 years. Wow, that's crazy. But Mark has a brand new book out. It's called a heavy metal memoir. It's called Desolation. And you know what it is? It's basically, from what I'm reading, and I don't know him as well as you do, I know of the band, but it looks like such an awesome, cool lifestyle. But we've seen time and time again that the lifestyle will kill you. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways for you to fall into traps that you never thought you would fall into, because the job is way different than anybody thinks it is. You know.
No, they're just a bunch of southern boys that definitely deliver the metal. Their lead singer was, I think, like 15 years ago. They were playing in a different country. Somebody got up on stage and was running around, and the singer helped him off stage. Well, right. Later on that night, that person died.
So you say helped him off stage. I mean,
kind
was
of
it,
moved him along.
Somebody jumped up on stage and he pushed him off the stage.
That's what I want to know. You're making it sound gentle. Did the guy have a heart attack after that? Or did he really fall on his head?
But the guy didn't push him. He just kind of went like this, Laura, as the guy.
Get off the stage.
Get off the stage.
I don't care if he pushed him. I don't care if he threw him. Get off the stage.
And I understand that. I just wanted to know, when he got thrown off stage, did the guy fall and hit his head? Did he cry?
I believe that was what happened.
I believe that is what happened, but they also were saying that night he was running around and doing a lot of crazy stuff.
Well, we're being joined via Zoom here. I'm going to join with the computer audio. There we go. Let me see.
Hey, guys, you there?
We're here. I'm here.
You're on mute.
I'm not. I don't know why it does this.
Hello?
I'm not. There we go. Are we okay now?
There we go. Got you
now. Okay. I can see you. I can see you, Mark. How are you?
How do I look?
Hello.
You look great.
You look
for
good,
radio.
Dude. You look good. I don't know why mine isn't.
You.
There we go. Now you can
see
me.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
How are you, brother?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, thank you. I want to introduce you to, we were just talking about you and the band, and Roadkill, who you cannot see, has been a very long-time fan of yours and the band's. Roadkill, say hi to Mark.
Hello, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, Roadkill. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I've seen the band quite a few times, and it's always a show. And this upcoming summer, you're hitting the road with Mastodon and Kerry King. Are you looking forward to these shows or what?
I am very much looking forward to these shows. I've toured with those guys a bunch, and it's just going to feel very natural and familial.
Yeah, that's got to be a good thing, right? Anytime you're out there with people that you know, it's kind of like you said, like a family atmosphere kind of back there. That's a bonus, right?
For sure. And you know, it really speaks to Kerry and his character and the type of person he is. you know, Mastodon and Lamb of God, separately and together, have toured on multiple occasions opening for Slayer, Carrie's band, and now he's got a new band, and he's out supporting us, and he's just, it's like, he just wants to play. He's a real one. He really is, like, if any of your listeners are wondering, that dude is a real one.
Yeah, that's awesome. Mark, of course, Mark Morton has a book out. It is called A Heavy Metal Memoir, Desolation, A Heavy Metal Memoir. And first and foremost, glad you're here today, right?
I mean, yeah, thanks. Me too, man.
Yeah, and I love that, you know, I love that you, I don't love that you went through what you went through, but I love that you're here and you're doing well and you survived it, right? That's a survivor's mentality, I guess, is what you have to have now today.
Yeah, some good fortune and some help, and some willingness. You know, it's not all a sob story. Had a lot of fun. And if you read the book, you'll read some of that. And then there was some tragedy and some trauma. And, you know, addiction is progressive and it gets bad. And it, you know, it got bad for me. Could have got worse. And I, for whatever reason, was lucky enough to reach a point where I was willing to accept some help. And, you know, just I quantify all these with, I am not a spokesperson for recovery or
sure.
for sobriety or anything like that. I just have my experience and hopefully it can, you know, if one person reads this book and believes that they have hope, and they were going through some of the stuff I was going through, then the whole thing was worth it.
But really all that's all any of us have is just our story, right? I mean, that's it. I can only speak from my perspective as you can. And we were talking before you came on with us, Mark, about how we've been doing this a long time, just like you have. And, you know, we've seen it. We've seen it up close. We've seen it from a distance. The job is so different than what I think a lot of people think it is. Being a performer, being in a band, a touring band, a creative person. There's so many anxieties that come with that. That people don't think about when they see you up on stage and everybody's screaming. They just don't think about it.
Isn't it that way too? Like the us creative type people, artistic people, tend to be really, really sensitive, very, very self-critical. And then you put us in front of thousands of people every night, and then you put us away from our homes and the people we feel safe with, and you wake up 400 miles away from where you went to sleep. Woe is me, right? It's not a sob story. Like,
right.
It's an incredible life. But there's a lot of stuff that comes with that.
Amen.
Yeah, you're right. People don't see that. They don't need to see that. But in the context of a story like the one I told in the book, it's relevant.
Yeah, I agree. Mark Morton on the phone with us. World Kill.
Mark, whose idea was it to write the book? Was it you? Did somebody say, hey, you should write a book?
Yes, that's exactly what happened, Roadkill. So my co-author, Ben Opapari, who helped me write the book, I wrote every word in the book, but Ben is he's an English professor and a friend, and what he did was take my writing and kind of clean it up and make it sound a little less conversational. I learned that about myself. Apparently, I tend to write like I talk, which if you talk to me for 5 minutes, you can see is tough to navigate. So Ben helped clean that up. But it was his idea. We were sitting, he has a beautiful home in the Outer Banks of North Carolina where I tend to spend some time. And I was sitting on his porch and we were talking about some ridiculous story I had from back in the day. And he's like, man, I really think you have a book in you. Like people would really, you know, like to read about this stuff. So I accepted the challenge and here we are.
Yeah, but Outer Banks is a beautiful place to sit and write a book, I'll tell you. If you've ever
I didn't write it there, but I might have wrote some of it there. Yeah, I go there a lot.
I mean, you're very busy with Lamb of God, but you've also had the time to also put out two solo albums. Was it just a scratch that you needed to scratch to do those?
You know, it was really an opportunity. I love Lamb of God. It is, in a lot of ways, my life's work. But... if you know me, you know that I'm not necessarily a metal guy, ironically. I love metal and have a great respect for it. I understand it. But I'm a blues player and a classic rock guy. And so I do have a bit of a yearning to do things creatively, musically outside of the genre of heavy metal. And so the solo work has given me a destination for those ideas, a way to do that.
Yeah.
And I was just so thrilled at how that was embraced by the Lamb of God fans and people that aren't even necessarily Lamb of God fans. Did a song with Chester Bennington, who was just absolutely a wonderful dude, mm-hmm. and so amazing to work with and so creatively open and so willing to be vulnerable. And we had an instant trust, you know, writing the song Cross Off that we did together. But to have been embraced by the Linkin Park fans the way that the song Chester and I did together, I was just blown away by that experience.
I love that genres are mixing now. Like, we live in a time more so than ever where, you know, there was a time when heavy metal was heavy metal and there was no crossing boundaries. Now boundaries are just falling by the wayside, you know, and everybody's kind of, you know, crossing over. And I think that's good for everybody, you know. I want to go ahead.
Hip hop and country right
oh, yeah.
now. How about that?
Yeah.
That's really the thing right now. It's awesome.
They just had Hardy up in New Hampshire here, and I was watching video from it. It looked like a freaking metal show. I mean, you know, hey, yeah, good. That's
my
great.
Friend Travis is opening up for Hardy on that tour.
Yeah, that's
Travis
cool. Mark Morton, the book is called Desolation, a Heavy Metal Memoir. I want to ask, because I know you talk about it in the book, it was one of your dreams come true that you get to play Madison Square and open up for Metallica. Right. And that sort of happened at a time when you were really struggling. Am I right?
Yeah. Disaster. Yeah. So, I mean, the long and short of it is it's almost not accurate to say it was a dream come true, because I don't think I ever even really dreamed of it. You know, Lamb of God being as extreme as we were, it never really seemed like it would have been realistic for us to aspire for commercial success.
Right.
But the world kind of came around to us, and here we are. We're opening up for Metallica at the Garden, you know, two nights in a row. And I can tell you that I really barely remember any of it,
mm-hmm.
because of, you know, my personal situation, my issues with addiction. And I was really deep down into some grief and trauma at that mm-hmm. point in time. So mm-hmm. I have since been back. We yeah. played Madison Square Garden with Pantera recently, and I'm happy to report that I remember all of it.
and you know what, though? That is such a victory, right? I mean, that is such a thing that you are able to experience it, and I think almost more importantly, appreciate it, you know, from where you came, the distance you came. That's an amazing thing. So
yeah, to be present and to have gratitude. You know, when I was before I got sober, I really found a way to resent a lot of the good things in my life. I resented my commitments to music at times. I guess what I'm trying to say is a lot of the things that I hold most dear today are things that that I used to try to avoid.
Sure.
And try and hide from. And I think that's what alcoholism and addiction do, is they really kind of hijack your soul,
mm-hmm.
And really just cloud your perspective in such a way that you really don't even recognize your own life.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm getting from you, Mark, is that your days of having bus fights with Randy are behind you.
Well, let's hope so. For what it's worth, when Randy and I were swinging at each other outside the bus, we were best friends then too. Yep. So
I'll tell you what.
I am watching the home video, and I'm watching it with my buddy, and he's like, "These guys are just Southern bad boys, man. They just get it done." And then bang, you and your singer are fist fighting, like, "I'll kill you."
I saw that.
Going,
you showed
whoa!
Me that video. Yeah.
This is 20 years ago, dog.
You know. Well, when we start, before you came on with
us. We're 50-year-old men now.
I know. So how, the band is that, what's, how long has the band been together? Because.
Well, our first iteration, we were called Burn the Priest for a number of years and released one album under that name. So
Was that a church band?
Yeah,
you guys did?
Yeah. We were doing revivals all throughout the South. We started that in 1994 was the first kind of incarnation of that.
Yeah, because what we were talking, Roachel said that, and I'm
yeah,
like, wow,
30 years, man.
Doesn't seem like that long. It's crazy.
It does to me.
You know, I'm sure. I know that you're on a schedule. The book is called Desolation, a Heavy Metal Memoir. Really happy, A, to get a chance to talk to you, but B, I think we're all more than happy that you're still here with us today and you're doing well. That's a great thing. I'm really happy for you. Really am.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your help with the book and for your time, and I appreciate y'all.
All right, buddy. Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Mark. All the best to you and the guys in the band. Thank you very much. Appreciate Cheers. It. You got it. That's Mark Morton from Lamb of God. He's a good, wow, what a good dude. Yeah. What a good dude.
Oh, but
not that I didn't think he would be.
Yeah. I love that
he's not a metal guy. I know metal, I understand it, but I like blues.
And I love the band Lamb of God. He put a solo album out, and I read a little bit about it, and I'm like, I definitely bought it.
And you liked blues?
Well, no, I listened to it, and I went, whoa. This is a scratch that some musicians go, you know, I what's going to hurt? I'm going to try this. But you looked at all the people that were on his solo album that you're like, okay, these are named people. Do you?
But does it matter to you that the band you love, the metal band, it's not even his thing?
If you go
like
back,
he's successful
you,
with it, but it's
if
not
you
his
go
thing.
Backstage and you hang out with these bands, very seldom are they listening to the music that they are playing. I hung out backstage of Obituary and it was the best of Leonard Skinner, and that's what they were listening to. And bands like that, they were not cranking Cradle of Filth. They were.
He's one of the only ones that I
plays
know
plays metal that
only
plays,
listens,
and
to,
listens
metal.
To only metal.
There's some of it I find, you know, neat, and others that I go,
neat,
I don't
right?
Like,
but I mean,
yeah.
You don't put on no. a Southern rock record.
Oh, well, no, I like 38 special. I do like Leonard Skinner, and I do like some of the classic rock because I grew up with
yeah.
it, and it takes me back to a very good time. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like he talked about, you know, you brought up the hip hop and I don't
party, yeah, that's
country
stuff,
bands.
Yeah,
I'm
right.
all set with that.
Yeah, I love dude because I grew up at a time when you turn on the radio, they were all mixed together. You know, Aretha Franklin was next to the Beatles, was next to Deep Purple. I mean, that's what was on the radio. But it was pop music. It was rock music. And then it got fragmented. And then, you know, that's what
yeah. And I mean, and this band
killed both radio and music at the same time.
Has been through so much. Their drummer was extraordinary. He left the band. His brother stayed in the band. Their singer, for a while there, the band was like, we're pretty sure our singer is going to be in prison for the rest of his life. So,
yeah, that was a real, the guy went up on stage. And I've always felt this, that, you know, if we've learned nothing from Dimebag, you know, and others too. I mean, people have gone on stage and injured people. And if you're getting on stage, I don't care. If you get thrown on your head on the cement, that's on you. Yeah. That's your fault.
But that's not the law. Yeah. Is the guy in prison still? Or
No.
He only stayed for a short period of time. I mean, the law is also don't run on stage in a venue.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean?
But the punishment, it doesn't have to be worse than the guy running. You know, it doesn't have to be death.
I'm not saying I want somebody to die. I'm not saying I want them to get injured.
Get them off the stage. I agree.
I'm saying that if they get thrown off the stage and they get hurt, that's mm-hmm. their fault. That should be the expectation. If you run onto a baseball field,
that's not how it works.
If you run onto a baseball field and you get tackled by security because they don't know what you're going to do and you break your leg, I think it should be on you. You broke your leg. Have fun with that.
Yeah, but if you tackle a guy and then you bash his head against the wall, whose fault?
But that's not what happened. But I'm not saying beat them. I'm just saying if they fall and they get hurt, that's on them. I'm not suggesting you break out a baton and wail on them.
But
I'm not
you know,
saying
there's
that.
A tackle and then there's a tackle. You throw a little shoulder into. So where's the line?
Well, I don't know. The line is don't be an asshole.
Right
at a concert or a game.
The line really is they don't want you up on stage.
No kidding.
Well, but
no shit.
People have been
shot, break it down
killed.
For you.
I mean, you just don't know what they're going to do. So, you know, everybody knows, and I've always felt that way. I get what your point is, though. I do understand what your point is. I just feel personal responsibility is way undervalued and underused. But anyway, that's me. What do you want? What do you want? He was a good dude.
Very
really
good.
Nice dude.
Yep.
Really nice dude. All right, well, there you go. There's your Buzz 24/7. Lamb of God. Woo! I almost wish he called in during the show. That's a good interview for the show. All right, everybody, we got to go. But we will see you tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning. All right. Thank you for hanging with us on the Buzz 24/7.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.